Today, we will be talking about trends in small businesses for 2023. So I'm going to share 4 or 5 small business ideas that I feel are completely going to kill it in 2023 because I actually hired on and worked with these exact businesses this year. Stay tuned if you want to know more. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. I am Zaylee Barclay. I'm the creator of the Start, Shoot, Grow Video Academy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I love that you're here because I love helping people just like you build an online business through video content. Y'all know we could do a lot with video, and the way that the world is moving right now, you want to start incorporating video into all that you do so that you can completely change your life. So I'm happy to have you here. All right, guys, so I was listening to another podcast, and actually it's the same podcast. It's by Brandy Mold, and I think the podcast is called scale to soar, I can't remember, but I'm gonna drop it down in our description box. Now listen, it's really, really, really good. She made a list of services that are completely popping for 2023, but I want to share like what services I've been looking at as a business owner. So if you are starting your online business or you are looking to pivot, because a lot of people are looking to pivot, we're in a time where AI is huge and where everything is changing in our industry, and we kind of have to adapt to those changes, right? Now, saying that, I want to dive into positions that I've been actually looking at or interested in for my growing business. And if I'm thinking like this, I know other people are thinking like this as well. For example, I just got an email in my inbox from Grant Cardone. No, Grant is not personally emailing me just yet, but I got an email that he was looking for a content distributor, and we recently hired one on our team. And so I just want to talk about more of the things or positions that I'm seeing opening up in 2023 and what I foresee, because I have a lot of thoughts about all of this, and I want to make sure to bring it to you guys because I'm so excited and pumped about where online business is going in the future. So the first one is video editors. Oh my gosh, listen, first of all, you guys know I am all about video. I'm a video coach. I've been in the online space for over a decade, teaching about video for the past 7 years, telling you how to get confident on camera and all that jazz. But the coolest thing about video right now, it's huge. All social media platforms are video platforms. And so now that all businesses have to move over to producing video, of course there's a need for video editors. And of course I have a video editor for you. My partner, Rio, is a video editor. He handles all the videos on this channel and has been for a while. And the cool thing about it is that he has to stay up on what's industry standard, what's going on with editing. Editing is always changing now. It's so funny because editing used to be very stable and standard as to what was high quality editing, but that's changing now. And so video editing is one of the jobs that, you know, are in high demand right now, and I don't see that slowing down, honestly. I think it's something that's going to be around for a while. So if you have been thinking about being a video editor and starting your own video editing online business, that is very, very lucrative right now. And so I'm thankful that I have an in-house editor, and that if you're interested, you can reach out to him as well. And I'll leave that information down in the description box. But I'm really thankful that we have one, because that means I get to create unlimited content and I have an editor in-house. So that's one of the first things that I outsourced before Rio moved to Dallas. You know, I had hired a company to edit, and then I stopped using the company. I started back editing myself. And then I realized that for me as a CEO, editing was not the best use of my time.
Mm-hmm. Can you record me real quick?
Mm-mm, get somebody else to do it.
So I then decided, hey, Rio, I need you to edit these videos for me. And so he works in our company doing that, and I absolutely love it. So he edits for me and for other business owners as well. Second one is someone that we just brought on is an influencer manager or a partnership manager. I used to be more of an influencer when I first started my online business, and then I moved into building my business and building my product suite, my service suite, and all of those things. And so I want to do more partnerships and collaborations, just sharing tools that I love with you guys. And you guys know I'm very honest, and I'll tell you if I like something or not, or if I don't like it, I won't bring it to the channel. And so that gives us a pretty cool environment and safe space here for us to be honest and talk about things that I like, right? So now in 2023, I want to lean back into my influencer bag a bit, because why not? And so I found the perfect partnership manager to work with my company and myself, and you know, connect us with other great companies. So if you are a person who is really just interested in connecting people, and you're really great at that, and you have connections with companies and you have experience there, this is something that I don't see it going anywhere either, especially because of TikTok. Like, the rise of TikTok has created even more influencers. And then my thought is, as social media platforms come out and as the world changes, we are gonna need more people like this to negotiate and handle deals for us. Because one thing I don't like doing for myself is negotiations. I prefer someone else handle that, and I prefer to be the talent and the educator and the consultant and just be in my zone of genius. I prefer to spend my time doing things that will move the needle for my business. You'll hear me talk a lot about that, about moving the needle in your business this year. The roles that I'm talking about and positions that I'm talking about, or the businesses, the small businesses that I'm speaking about creating, are essentially like no-brainers for me as a business owner to hire. So the next one I'm gonna dive into is a copywriter. Recently, I blew a bag on a copywriter, okay? And I had never done this in my business because I had a lot of time to teach myself how to write copy, right? So when you are the person that is building your business and running your business, you're gonna have to learn to write copy. You're gonna have to learn how to sell and how to effectively sell your products and services. You're gonna have to learn things like features and benefits and how to really show transformation with your service or your product. And so I taught myself that skill early on in my career. And if you know Jim Rohn, he talks about sales. And so there, he said that the richest man on the earth is a salesman. So I'm like, well, I need to learn sales. And so I did. And so I really spent a lot of time on it. But this year we are launching our signature program. And I should say relaunching it. And I'm so excited. But one of the things I wanted to do was get it professionally copywritten. So someone who really knows, you know, the ins and outs of things I might not be thinking about being self-taught, I'm able to now outsource it. Now, I just want to kind of pull back and say, listen, guys, think about what I'm saying. All of these things are things I learned to do myself. Example, I negotiated deals for myself before, right? But now that I'm scaling and I'm focusing on moving the needle in my business, I no longer have the time to do it. And I want to focus on my zone of genius. So when I think about like things like video editing, I used to do it, but now I'm outsourcing it. Copywriting, I used to do it, but now I'm outsourcing it. So I want you to think about, how can you present yourself to someone like that? Because these things that I'm outsourcing, because I want to spend my time on things that are moving the needle in my business, I'm not able to do those things anymore. So if you have a service and you've been thinking about, you know, how you can market it and sell it, think about the person that really needs it and how you can show your value in what you're presenting by speaking directly to that person. So we hired a copywriter, had an amazing experience, and now I don't have to think about creating copy for that specific program. And for me, it's so worth it, because now I'm even more confident in this program selling and doing its thing. So I'm really, really, really excited about that. All right, y'all, I low-key touched on this one at the beginning of the video, content distributors. I have so much content, I don't know what to do with it all. I'm kidding. I have so much content, and I am so grateful that I create a lot of content, because now what we're doing is taking all of that content and distributing it onto different platforms and getting paid to do so. So this means that we are taking content from one source, which is long form content that I've created, let's say a YouTube video, and we are also creating intentionally short form content, and we're taking that content and putting it on Facebook, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram, and getting paid from those different sources. They all come from a long form video, and we do create intentionally short form videos as well, but we take all of that and distribute it on all of those platforms. Now, for me, what I love most about that is that I just get to create that content once Rio edits it and he gets it to our content distributor, and then she takes content from those videos and recreates, whether it is a carousel, a static post, whatever it is, along with distributing those clips that she gets, so those short clips that she gets, onto all of those platforms. And that is revenue that's coming in, and I don't really have to do anything. So that is something that I am interested in growing this year, so that more people can find my content. And it's really, really intentional, which is what I love most about it. It's something that I stand firmly in, and I'm super excited that we are able to hire someone to get that done. If you are looking to build a business, or you're pivoting, like I said before, definitely look into these. Now, listen, I have some more, but I don't want to make this video too long. So if you are interested in hearing the rest, let me know down in the comments, right? Put the word more down in the comments. We just realized that our audience doesn't really comment, and we want you guys to comment some more. So we really know that these videos are valuable and you're enjoying looking at them. So comment more down in the comments, and I'll make that second video with the rest of them. And they are juicy, let me tell you. And if you have any other questions about these positions, or what I specifically looked for when I was looking to hire these people, let me know as well. I am here. I want to talk about this. I feel so excited about it. And I really feel that these positions that I'm speaking about can go really far, especially, like I said, with AI and ChatGPT, and just the way that the industry is changing. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you really, really loved it. We covered a few things well. Be sure to subscribe, because you don't want to miss the next video, and turn your notifications on. We would love for you to get notified anytime we post new content on the channel. I hope you guys are loving just the content. I'm testing so many things. I'm trying so many things, and I would love to just keep taking you guys along this journey with me. Okay. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.